College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Carlson Stadium in Decorah, Iowa. Today it's the American Rivers Conference opener. It's your Central College Dutch visiting the Luther College Norse. Hoffman takes the snap, play action. He's looking right, now comes back, surveys the middle. Wide open, Norton into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Hunter Hoffman, 27 yards to Kyle Norton for the score. They hand off to Grunder. Hole opens up, and Grunder goes head over heels into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Chase Grunder's second scoring run of the day, and it's 20-6 Dutch.
Nice little somersault right into the end zone there.
Second down and 12 from the 29 now for Central. Grunder started to the right of Hoffman, drops back behind him in the pistol, and they fake it to Grunder, and then a deep shot. Glover open at the 5, dives to the end zone, and he's in! Touchdown, Central! Keegan Glover toe taps and scores! Central nearing 300 yards of first half offense. They lead 28-6, and they go under center with Hoffman to Grunder out of the eye, and he fights his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. It's a first half Jace Grunder hat trick. 34-6 Dutch. Here's a third down and 6 snap. They want a quick pass, but there's nothing there. It is blown up and sacked. Central gets home for the second time today. Evan Schrader making the play. Hunter Hoffman out of the shotgun, now the pistol as the running back. Rouse takes the carry, left side run, breaks a tackle, off to the races, 10-5! Touchdown, Central! Eli Rouse springs free for 25 and a score.
It's a nice play for your first carry of the day.
Piner's throw is intercepted! Picked off by Central in some running room at the 30. Trying to reverse field, near side 20. Down to the 15, the 10, the 5. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Central.
Nate Fisher.
A pick 6 for the Dutch to add to their lead here in the third quarter. Low snap. Play action, roll out to the right, chased by Parsons. Parsons gets there, the ball is loose, it's picked up by Luther, and then a big hit again all the way back at the 16-yard line. Noah Parsons laying the wood, and a third down stop for the Central defense.
And he came a long way because he was opposite the roll.
He sends Pollock out of the backfield again, looking over the middle. Kurt has time, fires deep down the field, caught! Touchdown, Central! Elam Parises, 32 yards from Colin Kurt, and that duo each with their first collegiate score. Williams shifts to the left, Barnes comes in motion, fake handoff, and Kurt straight ahead, into the end zone. Touchdown, Central, Colin Kurt, a one-yard run. And that's the final play of the ball game. Aiden Williams is able to churn out the clock, and Central starts American Rivers Conference play on the right side of the ledger. The Dutch are 3-0. Your final score, Central 63, Luther 26. We're catching up with Coach Jeff McMartin of the Central College football team following a 63-26 win over Luther on Saturday as the Dutch start American Rivers Conference play 1-0. Coach, congratulations. We're 3-0 on the season. What's kind of big picture about today's game?
Well, I mean, I think we got out of this healthy. You know, I think that we executed a lot of the things that we wanted to do, and we did it pretty well. We got a lot of our younger guys some experience and some reps. You know, we've learned that there's still work to be done. Even if you're not the starter, everything you do in practice matters, you know, because at some point you get on this field and we expect you to execute and we expect you to play at that standard, and we can and we should. So, you know, I'm not disappointed. You know, there's some things that, yeah, I would have liked to had happened differently for us, but in the big scheme of it all, you know, we can learn from those things, and it'll make us better. So happy with the win, never sad about a win, and also really happy that we came out of it healthy.
Hunter Hoffman at one point completed 17 consecutive passes. He was 18 of 22, a couple of touchdowns. Jace Grunder's best game, 130-ish yards, three touchdowns. What'd you think about the way that your first team offense performed really exclusively in the first half?
Yeah, we shut those guys down at halftime. So, good. I mean, they took advantage of their opportunities. And, Hunter is, I think, doing a good job of making good decisions and seeing things well. We need to continue to do that, build on that. Jace, we know Jace is talented. We just got to continue to get him into that second level and get him to, you know, find those seams, because he does a really good job. He's hard to bring down one guy.
And then you were alluding to it earlier, but, you know, they scored 26. It was 7 at the half, and they got 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You said you're happy to win, but how much, if at all, does that kind of sour things and, you know, force you to kind of get back to work with some of these guys?
Well, I mean, you know, where I look at it is, it was disappointing not to get that onside kick. You know, we had just talked about it. We knew that that's a possibility, and then for us not to get that, that's really where it all started to kind of go downhill. We gave up a long pass play. You know, you hate to see that happen too, but those are things that, like I say, we're just going to have to learn from them and be ready. You know, it's not going to change by not, you know, studying it and figuring it out, and you can teach that stuff. You can show it on film and be like, look, guys, this is what you can do better.
Well, and then on the flip side of that, there's a lot of guys that got their first collegiate something, first touchdown, first tackle, first catch. You know, a lot of guys were giving you contributions today.
Yeah, it was good to see that, and we need to do that, because we you know, you have injuries, and that's how you develop depth, and that's how you get guys that the next time they're in a game, they're a little more comfortable, they're a little more used to it. You kind of learn a little bit about what they can and can't do at this stage, what you got, and I think those are very important things.
Lastly, we've got Dubuque coming to town for homecoming next Saturday. Quick first look at the Spartans.
You know, they're going to be well coached, and they do a good job. They've got a very good quarterback. He's one of the better quarterbacks in our conference for sure. He was an all-conference kid last year as a freshman. They're going to throw the ball a lot, and they're going to move the ball up and down the field, and I think you got to get stops. And then offensively, we've got to affect that. We've got to score. We've got to possess the ball, keep it away from them, and then obviously being sound in special teams. So it's going to be a great challenge. It's going to be a great test. But I'm excited to have the opportunity, and I want our players to feel like that too.
Central 3-0 after a 63-26 win over Luther on Saturday. The Dutch host Dubuque next Saturday. For Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA, KRLS Sports.